This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Hour number two in studio tonight. It's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And you can call in and join us by dialing toll-free 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Plus, we do have some Discord call-in lines. Now, you do need to have the Discord app. If you're using the Discord in your browser, you can read the chats, but you can't do the voice chat using the thing in the browser. So you do need that standalone, whether it be on your desktop, laptop, or your mobile device. Discord.lrn.fm is how you would find that. So we've been talking about some technology. No, we're not talking about pizza. We're talking about technology.
It is National Pepperoni Pizza Day, though. You can't deny that.
Apparently, Twitter has declared it to be Pepperoni Pizza Day.
See? I wasn't lying.
Not fake news.
Well, no, Twitter could be lying to us. It's not like it was tweeted to us by the president at 2 o'clock in the morning, which is not actually what the presidential alert text thing does. That's not the presidential alert text. It's not Donald Trump just sending you things.
Just notification.
I've noticed you would do that.
Yeah. And then also, Chris, you've got, sticking with technology, apparently... some people, I don't really know which specific people, other than some guy named Jeff Chester, the executive director of the Center for Digital Democracy, wants there to be some kind of federal privacy law, I'm guessing based on GDPR out of the UK or out of the EU. And this is in response to the state of California apparently passing something, and some of the tech people don't like that there's going to be some kind of patchwork of something. But how many other things, and this is not a rhetorical question, how many other things are there, quote-unquote, patchworks of regulations across the country?
Too many to count, and that's the way it should be. Or at least that's the way the Constitution designed things to be.
Right, and if you go to freedominthe50states.com, you can read about how some states, like New Hampshire, are much freer than places like California and New York.
Right, so you can look at something like auto insurance. Almost right. Every state requires you to own auto insurance. New Hampshire does not.
Right.
Almost every state requires you to wear your seatbelt if you're an adult. New Hampshire does not.
Right.
That is crazy.
Yeah. Gun ownership, or rather open carry of gun. And should just say gun ownership, because places like New York, they basically say, yeah, nobody's allowed to own one of those things. But New Hampshire, they're like, yeah, as long as you're not a felon, and as long as you've not been convicted of domestic abuse, which those are both federal things that, there's federal law. If these things, then you can't. Requirements for open carry in New Hampshire is that you are legally allowed to own a firearm. Requirements for concealed carry in New Hampshire is that you are legally allowed to own a firearm. Same thing in neighboring Vermont.
And you can carry a gun. You can physically hold the gun or hold it on your hip.
Right. If you're walking around with it in your hand, that's called brandishing, and that's illegal.
Can't do that. This story continues. Next week, executives from Google, Apple, AT&T, and other major technology and telecommunications companies will testify before a Senate Commerce Committee meeting as the panel's Republican chairman, Senator John Thune of South Dakota, prepares to introduce a new privacy law. And this, is at the federal level. Consumer groups are concerned that only industry voices will be heard at the hearing, and that Internet companies will have an outsized role in shaping the legislation.
All right.
They are now demanding a seat at the table. Go
pause,
ahead.
Pause. They're concerned that only industry voices will be heard at the hearing. That's generally how legislative hearings go.
Who do
you don't show up... and you can't afford a lobbyist,
right,
your voice doesn't get heard.
And if you're looking for an example of that, Obamacare.
You know, I don't even know if they had committee hearings on that.
There were some hearings on it, but the long and the short of it is these legislative efforts that drastically change our lives are normally only attended by the connected, the people who can, like you say, afford lobbyists, can get in front of Congress.
When was the last time?
I'm just thinking even at the state level.
Oh, absolutely.
Where it's not even big-time lobbyists. But it's just if somebody has an interest in a thing and they're not able to take off work and they don't know somebody that can and they can't hire a lobbyist, unless they send an email to the entire committee, their voice isn't getting heard.
All
what
right.
were you going to say, Heather?
I was just saying, like, it was just dawning on me, like, how similar. Basically, lobbyists are almost like attorneys. Just like, they sit there and, because some of them, I've been to some of those hearings where some of them come, like, with these books of, like, well-prepared, like, research. I wouldn't be surprised if a lot of them had law degrees.
I'm sure a lot of them do. What they do have is they have money, access, and power. And
because they come and they speak like attorneys, some of them. The way they talk with their testimonies and stuff like that.
And somebody mentioned it to me, but I'd just like to put out another shout-out for the movie Thank You for Smoking. Have you guys ever seen this?
I've never seen it.
Oh, my God. Highly recommend it.
Comedy?
Yes. Dark comedy, I'll say.
Is it in black and white?
No.
No, it wasn't made in the 1940s.
Not
Thomas
when
Edison didn't shoot it on a potato.
Yeah. I thought
you were playing that, like,
some point in the 2000s.
That old alert system from when you were a kid.
Right.
Is that when you were
a kid? Which was the same system when I was a kid, too, Heather.
Yeah, you guys are both antiques.
The movie's about a few lobbyists. One guy represents the tobacco group, another one represents alcohol, and the other one represents firearms.
Okay.
But it's just basically, you know, those guys, how they go about their job and how they're just like, you know, it's work. And they get together for drinks, you know, like every Friday and talk about, you know, the stuff they were able to pull and like that. It's a great movie.
I'll have to check it out.
But basically, what my thought in this was when was the last time you watched C-SPAN? And I realized that I'm probably one of eight people listening to this that actually watch C-SPAN.
So the last time I watched C-SPAN.
That wasn't the question, Daryl.
Oh.
The question is when was the last time you saw, let's say, somebody from Google and or, you know, somebody from the firearms industry, and then you saw, and our next speaker will be Bob from Minneapolis, Minnesota, who has some things he'd like to share with us.
Yeah, that doesn't happen.
It does not happen.
Congressional hearings.
Right.
At congressional hearings, you have to be invited to speak to a congressional committee.
Right. And
Who gets to determine that?
Generally the chair of the committee,
right,
with input from members,
yeah,
of the committee.
So what, do they have like a little session where they go over applicants to testify or something?
No,
I don't know if it's applicants to testify. I do know that Jason Sorens, who's a professor,
right,
of something at Dartmouth, he's the guy that created the Free State Project.
Mm-hmm.
He's been invited to speak to congressional hearings on a couple of different topics.
Yes.
And I don't think it's something where he ever, like, I want to speak on this. We know this person is an expert in this
area. I think I do remember Governor Sununu saying something when I went to, the New Hampshire Distinguished Citizens Award Dinner or something. And they had a guy, Dean, came in there, the guy that invented the Segways, and he's got all these patents.
Dean
Governor Sununu, in his introductory speech or something, made a comment about having to select like 10 people from the state to go and testify on a bill in like a federal bill
right.
And so the governor was allowed to pick only so many people, and he was like talking about how Dean came in was one of the people that he wanted on this.
Here's how it actually gets chosen,
so
Daryl.
You were close.
You're kind of close.
Each state gets to pick people.
Now, the congressmen actually get to choose. Now, the states can recommend. But what the congressmen do, first of all, they look at the list of, they look at the topic, and then they look at a list of all their campaign donors, and they try to figure out which ones will be most advantageous to them for re-election.
But isn't it ultimately the chair of the committee that has the say over who's allowed to speak?
He has the master list of all campaign donors, and he will choose based on what's good for the party and good for the membership. That's right. My belief.
So it's the chair of the committee that ultimately decides who's allowed to speak before that committee.
Who gets the money.
Right. It's all about the money
right.
of who he selects, but the chair is the person that makes the decision.
Probably, yes.
Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE.
Crimes of the Crown by Captain Mark. The Crown casts the world in shadow and claims to be our guiding light. Cowards clamor for security from boogeymen and ghost stories. While I say these hobgoblins are imaginary, I say those they propped up as our liberators are now subsisting on our bondage. I say there is freedom in the black, and that's exactly where we intend to go. The Crown banishes its own officers for exposing its crimes and tortures dissidents to the brink of madness. It dominates the globe and swallows the wealth of generations, leaving only blood and excrement. The Crown calls it piracy to explore frontiers beyond its grasp. So the time has come for us to define the conduct among pirates. I say the Crown has trampled our necks long enough. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels? Or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratswithoutborders.com. We won't be hard to find.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink, like we have. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening at home anytime, anywhere, from your smartphone. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. You can get 3 Blink cameras for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Zencash has changed their name to Horizon to better represent their transition from a cryptocurrency to a pioneering platform that protects consumer data. They're working towards the day when anyone will be able to build privacy-based applications on the Horizon platform and generate income from them. This will allow Horizon to bring thousands of real-life services to the community. Services that provide freedom, utility, and privacy. Learn more at horizon.global and join the Horizon community. Horizen.global.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That's how you can call in and join us and bring up whatever is on your mind. We'll get back into this story from The Hill in just a moment. But first, I want to tell you about a way that you can help protect your house and possibly protect your family And that would be with motion-activated HD wireless cameras. The Blink cameras, they set up fast. The batteries last up to 2 years. And the Blink's live feed allows you to monitor what's happening at home anywhere, anytime, from your smartphone or other wireless device. And there are no contracts. There are no description or no subscriptions. I'm sure you can find a description of how Blink works. But again, no subscription. So there's not a recurring fee to use Blink. And Blink works with Alexa. Alexa, check my Blink cameras. You get 3 Blink cameras for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. Blink Protect, all one word. There's no dashes, no spaces. Blinkprotect.com/FTL. Blink is an Amazon company.
And getting back to the story again, we've been talking about the call by some for a national privacy law. This is following in the footsteps of California upping the game and basically creating the nation's strongest privacy laws
related to digital data.
Digital data. On Wednesday, a coalition of public interest groups, including the CDD, and I've already lost what that stood for.
The Center for Digital Democracy.
Thank you, Daryl. And the American Civil Liberties Union and the Electronic Privacy Information Center sent a letter to Thune, and that is Senator Jim Thune. John Thune of South Dakota, asking him to ensure that consumers have a voice in the process.
He's the chairman of the Senate Commerce Committee.
Right. Quote, while we have no objection to the participation of business groups in Senate hearings on consumer privacy, the Senate's first instinct should be to hear from the American public on these important issues, unquote, the letter read.
Now, let's talk about this for a second, because I agree. You know, it should be the legislators that are hearing from regular people, but unfortunately, as we mentioned in the previous segment, unless you, average American person listening right now, unless you are able to take off work and go to the legislative hearing, and I realize that Congress is a completely different animal than your state legislature or your local city council.
Right.
But unless you're able to take time off and go to the hearing, or you're able to hire a lobbyist, they're not hearing from you.
Right. Yeah. Frederick Hill, a spokesman for the committee, told The Hill in an email that the panel will hold more hearings on the issue. Quote, for the first time, the committee is bringing in companies most consumers recognize to make the discussion about privacy more relatable, Hill said. Quote, we expect there will be opportunities for other voices at future hearings on the subject, unquote.
We expect. We didn't say there will be future opportunities, just we expect that there's going to be other opportunities and maybe people that didn't show up the first time will be allowed to talk to us.
Yeah, there'll probably be some more hearings if we think there's some more campaign donations in it for us.
Right, and one thing that's interesting, and the way federal legislation works is completely different than the way it works at, you know, most state levels, to where, you know, these first hearings, they're still in the drafting process.
Right.
Of the legislation in a lot of cases.
Sure.
Of, oh, yeah, we've got an idea for a thing. We're going to have a hearing, and then we'll figure out exactly how to word the things.
Yeah, and the drafting process isn't even, you know, how a bill is introduced is not by any means the final version that gets voted on or right. That's going to make it to the Senate and then end up making it, or to the House in this case, and then make it to the president for signature. After it gets passed, it may get
amended.
It may get some advice from some industry leaders and things like that.
And if there's pushback,
right,
then they might wind up saying, you know what, let's just throw this on the next NDAA or the next appropriations bill that nobody can vote against. How, Chris, Senator Chris, how are you going to vote against this next spending bill of $854 billion to keep the government open through December?
Well, the honorable gentleman from New Hampshire says that I understand that we have to support our troops, and there is this part in the National Defense Authorization Act that brings New Hampshire lots of money for maple syrup. And that's literally the kind of thing you find in the NDAA.
Right.
This is this omnibus spending bill.
Have government shutdowns always been like a thing?
I wish.
Like, do you remember like when you were my age?
So let me interpret the question.
Go ahead.
Have the threat of government shutdowns.
The threat of government shutdowns
have
been around for a long time.
Actually, what you were asking. Because
no, that's not what I was asking. What I was asking is have there ever been, like, the government shutdowns that we have,
yes,
where all of a sudden they completely stop, like, government-paid employees other than whoever they give, like, the hall pass to?
My answer is not often
when you were my age.
Yes.
You do remember that happening, though, where the two parties would fight and get gridlocked?
I remember because, you know, I was on a wagon on my way to Washington, D.C. No, I remember very much the 1993 government shutdowns. Was it 93? It was in Clinton
years.
I thought
it was 95?
Yeah, somewhere
How
around
How long
there.
Was it?
I can tell you, it was a few days long.
One was a couple of days, one was a couple of weeks.
But I've told this story before.
Was
but
there any kind of like from what you guys noticed in real life, like, was there any type of consequences of that couple weeks?
Let me tell you about it because I was doing government work in D.C. during the shutdown.
Mm-hmm.
And I had been working down there with the Department of Energy for some time. And I drove down after the shutdown, and we weren't even sure we were going to be able to do work. But I'm here I am, you know, cruising south on 270 headed into D.C., and guess how much traffic there is? The same amount of traffic as there always is.
Yeah.
And then I go to find a parking space close to the Department of Energy, close to L'Enfant Plaza. And guess what? I can't find a parking space because it's just like it always was. And I go in through security at the Department of Energy thinking, well, most of these jobs are non-essential. There should be nobody here. And guess what? Everybody's working. And I asked my contact at Department of Energy, what's going on here?
Yeah, but was everyone getting paid?
We're in the middle of a government shutdown. Why is everyone here? I was like, well, everyone's here to justify why they need to be here and why they're not non-essential. So, yes, everyone was getting paid. Everybody continues to get paid.
In some cases, they don't get paid.
They don't get paid immediately.
Immediately.
Right.
After the temporary spending something. But something to point out, and this is really the root of the question, even though I realize, you know, it's not what you think you're asking. The actual question is, there have been threats of shutdowns for the last decade because Congress has not passed a budget for a full fiscal year since April 2009.
Yeah, but that was, just to clarify, that wasn't what I was asking.
Right,
when you said it's not what I think I'm asking, it literally was not what I'm asking. That's
you
a
were
great observational comment.
There have been threats of shutdowns for a decade.
I never mentioned the eighth threat, though.
But that's what
I meant, like, actual threats. Yes.
The threats
that's
of
your
shutdown.
Opinion.
855, 453, this is Free Talk Live.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News.
The woman who accused Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexual assault told the Senate Judiciary Committee via email that she would be prepared to testify next week if certain conditions were met. Congressman Trey Gowdy talks about the role the FBI should have in this case.
The FBI does not have jurisdiction over state sex assault claims. If they want to locate witnesses, if there are witnesses that know whether or not this happened, I'm all for it, and I'm all for them being compelled to come testify. But the FBI does not have jurisdiction over a state sex assault claim, and Judge Kavanaugh does not have the burden of proving his innocence. He has said he was not present. The last time I checked, the government has the burden of proof in a criminal case.
And according to Forbes, the Dallas Cowboys are the most valuable franchise at $5 billion. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That is how you can call in and join us and bring up whatever is on your mind. The Us in Studio tonight is Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And if you like the show, then consider joining the AMP program. AMP is Advertise, Market, and Promote. And that's what the money gets used for. Helps us advertise, market, and promote the show to new listeners, but also to program directors of radio stations, because that's the ultimate goal, is to get added to more radio stations. We're hovering around 190 terrestrial stations across the U.S., and we can be on more. And your $5 a month or more helps us do that. And actually, we've got Gary, who is a silver amplifier. Means nice. He's giving at least $5 per month. Some people give more, and we appreciate all of them. And we've actually started a couple of weeks ago going through the list of all the amplifiers, thanking all of them. So if we've not gotten to you yet, just hold on. We'll do it. Unless you've told us, don't read my name at all, in which case, well, we still thank you. And Gary, we thank you as well. Let's go to the Discord call-in line, where we've got Stefan calling in from the Commonwealth of Discord. Stefan, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, guys. How are you doing tonight?
Doing good. Well. What's on your mind?
I was having a discussion, ironically, in another Discord last night, and I discovered that I might have a more controversial opinion than I thought. I was speaking about the Libertarian Party in particular, and I had told a couple people that I don't think the Libertarian Party should really front a presidential candidate in 2020.
Why?
I think that the reason the Libertarian Party is considered irrelevant to most people is it seems like we front a presidential candidate every few years and then we go back into the woodwork, when in reality we should be focusing on the races we can actually win, like state representative races. And over time, you could take over a legislature or two, and then you might gain enough prevalence in a few states that you could actually run for higher offices like governor or president. I think it's a big waste of time to front candidates for president. What do you think?
It's an interesting idea.
I think that it's an interesting idea, and if ballot access was not dependent upon running candidates for high-level offices, then it might be something to consider, but in most states, ballot access is tied to either vote turnout for president, governor. In some states, it's Secretary of State, and other places they include U.S. Senate. So, I don't agree that the Libertarian Party shouldn't run candidates for high-level offices because it spends money.
Well, I mean, I think you go with, like, even as a party, right, it's not really like a black or white situation when it comes to candidates, because you also want to focus on the right candidates, right? Like, if you only have so much funds on a state level, and you have so many candidates running, where do you want to apply those funds to be most effective? So it really comes up to the whoever's on committee to kind of determine who they're going to get behind and who they're not.
In that case, I would advocate what I advocated earlier this year, which was if you are a party that, for example, here in Ohio, this year the gubernatorial nominee has to get 3%. Otherwise, we don't retain ballot access.
Okay. All right.
So I suggested maybe it would have been a better idea in the first place to put that money into a ballot initiative to fix the ballot access problem, where you don't constantly have to do this every few years, where we had to get 50,000 signatures, which is just a ridiculous amount to get.
So how many signatures would have been needed for a ballot drive?
This year?
For putting on one of your ballot initiatives that you suggested.
I believe it's slightly more. I believe it's 100,000 or so.
And what percentage of the vote is needed to pass a ballot initiative?
Over 50%.
Yeah, it seems like it would be much more difficult to go that route than, wind up getting 3% for governor.
Think about how much more long-term the solution would be. You pass a ballot measure to fix the ballot access problem. It doesn't matter if you have one bad election where your candidate gets under 3%.
Yeah, but the 3% gets us ballot access, right? But, you're also getting,
you're getting
on the air, you're getting that word of mouth. When you have somebody that, when you pick the right person to champion, certain ideas and stuff like that, they're essentially like corporate spokespersons. So the people that run that don't even get elected, they're still getting their ideas out there.
Well, let me give you why I champion this so much. On a ballot initiative, you have two choices. There is no maybe, there is a yes or no.
We don't even have ballot initiatives in New Hampshire.
Right, he's talking about Ohio, where he lives.
Yeah.
There is. There's three choices. There's also the undervote, where somebody doesn't pose anything at all. They don't answer. They don't vote.
But I would suggest this because most people in Ohio, I think, would want more than two choices on a ballot every single year. And there's a yes or a no, and it would be more long-term. As I said, it's much harder, in my opinion, to get 3%. Because in our gubernatorial election this year, there are five choices. There is a very, very small amount of people that are going to vote third party in the first place.
Right.
And when they have three third party candidates to choose, it's really hard to get 3%. I don't think any party, here in Ohio at least, is going to get 3%. That is not Republican or Democrat.
So
I don't think the Greens are going to do it. I don't think anybody's going
to. I think you're on to something. I kind of like the idea. I like the idea that, if your state does allow something like, a referendum or
right,
then you could sort of bypass the roadblocks that are put up by the two major parties. And
but I think
the reason you don't see...
But a lot of times with the ballot initiative, there's actual nonprofits or PACs that are created specifically for that reason. Like, we have the ranked choice voters that literally created the initiative to... That was their goal, is to get ranked choice voting. You could have somebody doing the same thing in Ohio for third-party ballot access.
Right.
It doesn't necessarily have to be the Libertarian Party itself funding the entire project.
He's just saying, do I get more bang for my buck if I back something
but
like this compared to running somebody for, for the governor or as a presidential candidate.
But you got to think that the Libertarian Party's on a local level, they're getting membership dues from people that join the Libertarian Party. Those people that pay those dues could easily put that money into a ballot initiative for ballot access. So I don't know that I agree with, like, Libertarian Party on a state level using all of their funds to fund ballot initiatives as opposed to candidates,
I'm saying. I don't agree with political parties, period. So
the party
I'm like
you're
the
supposed
third
to prop up
here.
The candidates. It's like one element in the whole thing.
Well, this also has across-the-aisle support, because it wouldn't just be the Libertarian Party supporting this.
Right.
The Green Party would hop on board.
Right, it would be the Greens and the Constitution Party and maybe the Socialists, but then there would be the bipartisan opposition where the Republicans and Democrats would pull their resources
opposing
this.
Rewinding back to your original thing, what you can argue is that you want people to not pour their money into the next Libertarian presidential campaign. You'd rather them pour the money into lobbyists that lobby for easier ballot access.
Yeah,
as opposed
absolutely.
To saying the Libertarian Party itself shouldn't run a candidate. I think they should, but I mean, as far as where people pick and choose to put their money, that's with your approach.
Okay,
you know?
I see that. So front a candidate, just don't put much of a resource into it.
But we don't want to not have the candidate. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I suppose. And it's not like, I don't like any of the people that want to run in 2020 under the Libertarian ticket. I do. I mean, I absolutely love Arvind Vora, for example. But...
Oh, my God.
Oh, let's not even go.
Oh, my God. You threw up in my mouth a little bit.
But I appreciate the perspective, and don't talk trash on Arvin.
Oh, Arvin is trash, so I'll talk all day. Garbage.
Arvin's not here to defend himself, so let's not talk about him at all, Stefan. Thank
garbage.
You for
he's
call,
garbage.
Your calls and thoughts.
That's
welcome.
Nasty. He's like a creep.
855-453-855-450-3733. He's not here to defend himself.
I
don't
care. He's
talk
a creep.
About him.
You can't silence
this
my free speech.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-453. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome.
Bitcoin.com wants you to know about SaveItPurse.com. Since launching in 2014, over 200,000 users have saved an average of 15% for a combined $4 million using Bitcoin, or BTC. And now, you can use Bitcoin Cash, BCH, to fund your account. You can save between 5 to 33% on things you're going to buy anyway when you shop using SaveItPurse.com. Add items to your cart, fund your account, select your discount, and save. SaveItPurse.com. Save ATPurse.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And Chris, I know you operate a small retail business, and there are probably other people listening that do as well that might be interested in accepting cryptocurrency at their point of sale. Well, it's never been easier thanks to AnyPay. You can learn more at anypay.global. And what makes it so easy is there's no paperwork. There's no approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at anypay.global, drop in your personal cryptocurrency wallet addresses in the setup page, and then load the app. That's it. You're now accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at anypay.global. Anypay.global. Again, the sign up is easy. No ID verifications, no paperwork, and easily accept a variety of cryptocurrencies. Simply add the app to your homepage. It's what they call a progressive web app. So you, like, bookmark the thing onto the homepage or home screen of your device, and then you click it, and then it opens. So, like, you're not downloading a standalone app.
No application you need to download.
Yeah.
Very easy.
Yeah. Anypay.global. So let's jump back into this article from The Hill about apparently some people wanting a federal internet privacy or digital privacy law, and some tech companies not wanting that, or rather the tech companies might be the ones wanting it, but then other people don't because reasons.
Yeah, well, basically California passed some very stringent laws around privacy, and that got some people either for these laws or against these laws to say, well, what we need is a federal law so that no state will enact anything more strict or more lenient than it. Right. In other words, you know, part of the way to look at this is to say, well, the states will just mess it up. The states will all do something different. So let's just have the feds do it, and they can control it.
Right, because we that can't always have a patchwork, even though that exists with almost everything else.
Right, and you know,
the federal government will absolutely get it perfect and right the first time, which never happened in history. The stakes are high for all sides in the privacy debate after a year which saw Facebook rocked by a massive data scandal. The company disclosed earlier this year that a data firm had accessed personal information on over 80 million Facebook users. The revelation sparked a firestorm that saw Mark Zuckerberg, CEO of Facebook, testifying before Congress in a pair of marathon hearings to address lawmakers' concerns. Overseas, Europe has already passed its own tough privacy law, which took effect this year.
That's the GDPR, and you may have been getting over the summer various emails from all kinds of everybody.
Anybody
saying,
you ever did anything with
our privacy.
Internet. Yeah.
And there was even the meme. You know the meme, Chris, where it's the guy standing at a urinal, and then there's the big long line of urinals, and somebody walks right up to him. It's that, and he says, I've updated my privacy policy.
Whether Congress can actually get behind a national privacy framework, though, is an open question. Lawmakers have tried before, unsuccessfully. In 2012, the Obama White House unveiled, quote, a consumer privacy bill of rights, unquote, that it hoped to enact into law. This debate dragged on for several years, and the process was eventually derailed by contentious disagreement between business and consumer groups. As Congress gears up to try again, industry groups in recent weeks have been pushing wish lists for what they hope to see in a federal privacy framework. Lobbying groups, including the Chamber of Commerce, the Internet Association, and BSA, the Software Alliance, have all released their own set of privacy principles. The industry proposals include calls for codifying transparency rules that require businesses to disclose their collection practices and give consumers the right to request copies of their data and request that some data be deleted.
All right, so here's a very interesting question, because we know, thanks to the Snowden revelations, that a lot of this data that's collected by some of these large tech companies is then handed over to the federal government.
Correct.
Would part of this transparency be that they tell us what they've handed over to the federal government? Or would
You're
that be
funny,
exempt?
Daryl, come on. Really?
Would that be exempt? I'm just trying to figure out, you know, like how consistent. They're saying they want consistent frameworks.
Yes.
I'm just trying to figure out how consistent they want their framework.
Yes, I would like to know how much data and what data the NSA has scooped up on me and is storing for the long term. Of course, Daryl, what you're asking is completely reasonable. And in a civilized society that appreciates human rights, one would expect to see something like that. But I'm going to continue with the story because I'll guarantee you none of that bleeping crap is going to happen here. Chandra Watson, BSA's policy director, said the group's privacy principles were not a response to the new California law, but the result of a discussion amongst their members, including companies like Apple and Microsoft, as to how to codify consumer protections they already offer.
Wait, Microsoft and Apple offer consumer protection?
Yeah, there you go. Our companies really are responsible for personal data, and so they not only want to continue to embrace those practices, but look more broadly to see what protection should be in place across the board, and concluded the best way to do that is a federal law, unquote, Watson told The Hill. So to hear those words come out of my mouth from Apple and Microsoft about privacy, was my nose growing while I was saying that, or did that just happen to?
Well, you just
like
believe the words that you were saying.
Yeah.
reading the words. You
right.
didn't believe the words as fact.
Privacy advocates remain skeptical after a series of data scandals. Many tech critics believe that any effective privacy framework needs to restrict the data collection practices that companies like Facebook and Google rely on as a business model.
And
Chester,
I go back to my question of if there's going to be some kind of consistent framework,
right?
Then they should have to tell us exactly what data they're handing over to the feds.
Correct. Chester, who says public interest groups are banding together to come up with their own legislative principles, believe the frameworks being pushed by industry lobbyists don't go far enough. Quote, what has to happen is the basic business practices have to change, unquote, he said. We believe that there is there needs to be restrictions on how these companies engage in data collection. Quote, these so-called principles are really principles to undermine privacy, not to protect it, unquote, he said. So basically what you have, aside from Daryl's very astute observation that this doesn't talk at all about the NSA's collection of data, which is done, in the end, it is done by Facebook, it is done right. by Instagram, it's done by Google and Microsoft and Apple and everybody else.
AT&T.
They're the ones who
Verizon.
Who do this collection.
Yeah.
And I suspect, I mean, here we're going to see, if anything, is some sort of watered-down version that is not going to be too financially impactful to the large data companies.
But a small company, they might wind up just having to close their doors.
Right, mm-hmm. And frequently that is sometimes a side effect and sometimes the goal of legislation like this. So, you know, should this legislation be so burdensome and require that you have a team of privacy specialists on staff and it names in the law 10 different positions that you have to do.
Right.
Well, now you've suddenly priced out of the market any company who wishes to deal with data, private
yeah.
data.
If you've only got like a 20-person
right.
company anyway, now you've got to almost double your staff just to comply with the law.
Right.
Or it's cheaper to go out of business.
Right. And that's when, you know, companies like Microsoft, Oracle, you know, Google,
yeah.
they're going to support these huge frameworks they'll be able to afford them. They will be able to continue to operate under that, but the average small company, not so much.
Let's go to the phones. We've got CJ calling in from an undisclosed location. CJ, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, hey, how's it going, guys? So just wanted to lend my thoughts as far as Arvin, which you guys were just talking about a little bit ago.
Arvin Boroviev, yes, the former vice chair of the National Libertarian Party. Yeah, somebody mentioned his name.
And I don't know who that is, so I love these conversations.
Yeah.
Please go ahead.
Look, I really don't think that we should go ahead and make this guy the Libertarian nominee or anything like that, okay? I don't think that this guy is the right guy that should be guiding the party or become the face of libertarianism or anything like that.
Yeah, let's hold him
over.
I'm curious to know why he
thinks. Hold on, let him finish his thought. Go ahead, CJ.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, a lot of you guys over in that room thought that that passed through that broadcast room over there anyway, think that Gary Johnson was not a good candidate. Look,
all right, hold the thought. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.